Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Anna Murray is here. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Anna is the founder of eMedia. She's the author of a number of books, including The Complete Software Project Manager and her new book, Greedy Heart, has become the most anticipated book of 2020 by a group called She Knows. And Anna, this is so exciting. I'm so proud of you. It's a novel, right? Oh,
it's a novel, yeah. Thanks, Jim. It's got a true to form, it's got a female techie heroine. So
right.
I'm all about women in tech, even though
right.
I'm writing fiction.
So I should have sent my book to She Knows, because my last book had a heroine. The heroine of the whole book was a female. And so I don't know, would She Knows have recognized me, or would I have been discounted immediately because of my chromosomes?
I think we're all about equity.
Exactly. They don't want me to play the gender card, do they? Hey, Anna, let's talk about CES, Computer Electronics Show in Vegas. It's the biggest one in the galaxy. Is it as big this year? Is it still relevant?
It is huge this year, for sure. And so there's no discounting that. It's just what's interesting is that what's coming out of CES this year is kind of weird. You got to ask yourself, why do I need that? So, for example, there's a thing that's getting a lot of press. Samsung has a new television. Imagine your television, I don't know what it is, 48 inches, 52 mm-hmm. inches. But this darn thing turns so that it can go into portrait mode.
Wow.
So that when it turns, it looks like just a big iPhone. And, so the point is, I think, that you could more easily show your pictures on it, which are often in portrait mode. Or, my husband, Chris, you've had him on your show, is always yelling at me for taking my videos in portrait mode. Right. So this machine will overcome the fact that everybody on their phones is in portrait mode. So, there's a Charmin's got a robot that'll literally bring you an extra roll of toilet paper.
Oh my God! Oh, come on!
Like a Zumba that brings you toilet. No, seriously.
Please.
So we're not talking about life changing inventions coming out.
A toilet paper robot. God help us, Anna.
I know. There's a printer that'll print a temporary tattoo on your arm.
Oh, jeez.
A faucet that hooks up to your Google machine in case you can't measure two cups
that's
of water.
That's all I need is for Google to know how much water I'm using today. That's the next.
I know.
That is a sign of the apocalypse, Anna, when we're doing that.
That is a new tagline for CES, sign of the apocalypse.
Sign of the apocalypse. That's exactly right. Holy mackerel. I don't know.
It is kind of interesting the way I think that, a generation ago, we were talking about inventions. Well, two generations ago, I guess, mm-hmm. we were talking about inventions like, the telephone or the motion picture.
Right.
Or even, frankly, the iPhone
that
had fundamental. Yeah, it changed humanity. The automobile.
The 20th century stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And then today we seem to be, I guess it's an old saw that people say, we seem to be developing a lot of apps that solve first world problems.
Yeah.
And it feels like that, by the way, not that there aren't wonderful things going on about, delivering vaccines to
right.
remote areas. In
right.
the, because there are.
Improving water conditions, things like that.
There sure are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just not in the headlines right now, and they're not, in the current first world consumer electronic,
right.
World.
But whenever the leverage though changes from actually being a lever to prying into my world, that's when things are changing, as we talked in the previous segment, and that is That, in my opinion, Anna, is what we need to be focusing on, because that's what's different about this transition compared to the one we had 100 years ago. Things are different.
There's no question.
A Joe Biden is wrong. A coal miner is not going to become a coder. That's just not going to. That's just generally not going to happen. This is different. So really quick, before we wrap up this segment, a little bit of controversy. I know one of the things you do is you track women in technology, and there's a lot of controversy in the technology landscape around that. But what happened at CES and the gender situation?
Well, you know, Ivanka Trump was the keynote speaker yesterday.
Yeah.
It's the opening day. And last year, CES was criticized because there were zero female keynotes.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ivanka Trump is now, you know, whatever your opinion about Ivanka Trump,
yeah,
she is not an engineer.
Right.
So
maybe she deserves to be a keynote speaker, but for at that particular venue, considering what happened last year, she would probably not the best choice.
Not the best choice.
I agree with that.
I think a lot of women in tech, you know, women who are female gamers, you know, maybe
yeah,
they're not as well-known media names, but, you know, to have all of the male speakers be founders of companies and really with a lot of tech cred, and then, oh, we got to get a woman. I know. Here's what we'll do. You know,
yeah,
it was kind of a boneheaded move.
And they kind of wasn't even fair to Ivanka. But let me tell you something real quick. Today in the Wall Street Journal, there's an article about privacy, and three major companies, Google, Apple, and P&G, I think, all had their privacy executive vice presidents at that speaking on that dais. Guess what? All three of them were female. Any one of those three women could have been a keynote speaker at CES. Or Anna
Good
Murray,
point.
Folks. I'm still ticked off.
How about that?
Anna
right.
Murray wasn't the keynote speaker at CES. And I'm writing a letter right now, strong letter to follow. Tintel, right back with Anna Murray. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.